Phillips Stakes.
Hayington Station, it was very impressive at Maui, winning a maiden.
Yeah, really nice horse. Happy with him, and it's a good barrier to every little place in that race.
Which one?
Hayington Station.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Hayington Station's going to win again. Stokes and Allen get a double. It is Hayington Station.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We have the early mail, and today we're at Kyneton, looking forward to finding out what the Duke can give us very, very shortly. But there's an incident yesterday, and it has to be raised.
It's an elephant in the room type of... how are you going to handle it, Dan?
Well, no, we're a consistent conveyance here at the Breakfast Club, and the early mail is no different as part of that. We have to hand out a caution, a yellow card, to the statue that is Patrick Payne yesterday. Three runners out of Duke.
Mm-hmm.
His best was in the second race. He came second.
Right.
His other two runners won.
Oh, no.
So it's a caution. We don't like to rip down statues, but if we have to do it, we'll do it.
That couldn't have gone any worse.
What we could have done is we could have taken the three, placed all up, and that would have won. Is that correct?
No, we had another train that we had to get involved there too, and that lost as well. But
no, but if we took... Because Paddy had three, didn't he? And he kind of liked all three.
No, the second one he didn't like. He didn't like, he said, stay away. Ended up running $1.80 favourite and winning. Yeah. So, that's a caution for Paddy. It's the first time we've had to do it. Not proud of it, not pleased to do it. But, Paddy, you're on notice. As we get the Kyneton track manager, because we're racing there today, Adam.
My man Stephen Schmidt joins us at Kyneton. How are you this morning?
Good, Whitey.
What's it like up at Kyneton today?
It's going to be a fine day. It's 21 degrees. I've got the rail out 4 metres from the 1200 to the winning post and true for the remainder. They're going to be racing on a new pad today, so I think it should race very fair.
Oh, fantastic. You're getting a bit of warmth into the weather now, so it's nice for the growing conditions?
Yeah, everything's starting to take off at the moment. Yeah, it's good.
Fantastic. We'll catch you again soon, Stephen.
No worries. Thanks, Lordy. Bye.
Good stuff. Stephen Schmidt there from Kyneton. But George Osmond's on the line, Duke. He wants to talk to you.
Yes, legendary Hall of Fame trainer. George, yes. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are we this morning?
Yeah, we're pretty good. We're just getting through our work at the track, and things are going along all right this morning, yeah.
Very good. Now, you got three in today. You start with race one, number four, Legless Nick, fourth of 12th last start. It's his track, though. Can he sneak into the finish today?
Yeah, certainly can. He's a bit of a dumbass. He really doesn't get it, but he's just starting to. And the good thing about dumb horses is they do run through the pain barrier. So that's his main attribute. And he's finally drawn a bit of a barrier, which allows him to be a bit closer, I guess. And it's one of those heavy jockey races. So they're not the strongest races in the world. And he certainly can sneak in all place.
All right. Not bad. All right. Race five, you've got Bella.
Yep.
Last start got held up a little bit.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it gets held up every time it goes around. It's my rule of thumb is normally if they get to double figures and they haven't won a race, they're out the gate. But she keeps giving me excuses, and I can't tip her. She likes running fourth and fifth. She never gets beat far, and she just keeps getting herself into a position where she just keeps getting held up. But I just hope that one day it works for her.
All right, then race eight, Mary's Pride, number four. Starting favourite, that's the one I like half.
What are we?
Mary's Pride.
Winning today, George?
Yeah, she has won for you guys before. I'm a bit... She gets back a long way, and I'm just looking at the race, and there's not much speed in the race, and the rail's out 4 metres, so they do play a bit more up front. I think she's under the odds. I think she's probably a bookie's horse today. I would think that there's no doubt my best chance is probably a bit of a soft go, but a place... Legless Nick would be my best go.
That'll do. Okay. It's $15. We'll get about $3.50, you reckon, for that. So we haven't got the market in front of us at tab.com.au. But race one, number four, Legless Nick, the place is the way to go. George, we appreciate your time. Have a great day.
No worries. We'll be doing our best.
Looking forward to seeing how it goes. George Osborne, one of our favourites and Hall of Famer on the early mail. So race one, number four, the
very
place,
good.
Duke.
I like that.
I'll get it up after the 7 o'clock news and find out more.